Welcome to the Armchair Champions podcast, your midweek sports fix and barroom banter with your hosts, Captain, Crackers, Sheriff, Unit and Viper.
G'day champions and welcome to another episode of your midweek sports fix. We are the Armchair Champions. Our champions, I know it's been a couple of weeks off there, but I'll tell you what, we're coming back with a bang this week. There's plenty of sport to talk about. We've got a special guest in the studio joining us for the full podcast, and we're going to introduce him very shortly, because I'll tell you what, us as Armchair Champions, if you don't have this sort of shit in your caliber, there's something wrong. But thanks to Chris Mivay Photography, let's get straight into it and introduce the panel for today. Crackers, how are you, mate? How you been?
It's bloody hot.
Yeah, I know.
When are we getting some aircon in here?
Oh, fucked if I know. It's been a while and Unit's got the sack. So if there's any aircon guys out there who would like some sponsorship on the show, hit us up. We'll look after you, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I've just jumped back on Bumble, so if I meet any, I'll let you know.
Ooh, what fan are you calling down? Jesus. All right,
it's
let's get to the next bloke. And after you hear who we're introducing as the guest for today, this bloke vintage, you know, Lane clothing, he's turned up in his fucking Sesame Street T-shirt. How are you? How you going, Sheriff?
Mate. I don't need air conditioning because I'm that cool already.
Here we go. In your glasses.
And Crackers, yeah. If you didn't want to be so hot, you should be on OnlyFans.
Ooh, we have talked about that.
Wouldn't that be hotter?
No, that would cool you down, right? It's fans.
Oh. Sorry. That was a giraffe's ass went over my head.
Yeah. When you got to explain your jokes, you know you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a rough
one. But otherwise I'm good and I'm not wearing Sesame Street.
No, I know.
This is a fucking late 90s, early 2000s Newcastle Knights.
Well, we're going to ask this bloke who's in the room maybe what that's worth, because I reckon it's duck shit. But
it's actually an away jersey.
Ooh, away.
I had a mid-2000s Joey Johns signed jersey.
Did you really?
But I don't wear it because I don't want the signature to wash off, so.
There you go.
It's probably a good thing there. Well, I have actually teased a little bit, so let's get him on. I'll tell you what, as I said, Armchair Champions, hey, as we all love to sit in the armchair and watch the sport on the TV, what are we normally wearing? We're wearing our old school sporting clothing that dates back to the 80s, the 90s, the 70s, the 2000s. So we thought, you know what, we've got a good friend of the show, Blake Greach, who's going to come on. He owns Vintage Lane Clothing. Hey, Blake, welcome to the Armchair Champions.
Nice. Welcome, Blake. Thanks for having me on.
No, not a problem at all. Now, mate, we're going to talk to you very shortly about, you know, your business and how you came about it, because it's fucking phenomenal. And if you haven't seen his stuff on Instagram, he's going to plug it very shortly, but it's worth a look because he's got hats, T-shirts, singlets. It's just not NFL. It's NBA. It's all old school stuff, and a lot of people love rocking this shit. So we're going to get you straight on. But, mate, no holds barred. Feel free to jump in with any comment, any time. We're all friends here. The listeners listen for a reason, so they're used to swearing and that sort of stuff. But let's get into the Jordan, Derek, Half and Goose Awards for the week, thanks to Stanton and Taylor Real Estate. And a good mate of ours, Taylor & Co. Legal, because he gets us out of the shit when we get into it. Crackers, let's start off with the Jordan. What do you got, champion?
I'm going with Grace Harris. She's an Australian cricketer.
Yes.
Yeah, so Harris opened the batting for Brisbane Heat in their match against Penrith Scorchers on Sunday, and she was unbeaten with 136 off of 59 deliveries.
She was rock solid, yeah.
But the best part about that was, and there's some video footage, and you can hear her calling out, and she's like, "Hey guys, I need a new bat.
Yeah,
broken handle," and then you can hear, "Ah, stuff it, I'll hit it.
I'll hit it anyway."
And then, she just smashes it. She hits a six, the bat splits in half, and, you know, I just think that's a winner.
I think that's one of the best sixes we've ever seen in the calibre of cricket.
Yeah, well, I don't really watch much cricket, but I tell you what, if that type of shit's happening all the time, I might go. Yeah, I might go down. But
really?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, that's a nice one. That's very good. All right, what about you, Blake? Have you got a Jordan for the week, mate?
So for my Jordan this week, I'm actually going to split mine into two. So,
okay, yeah, we like that here.
Little two-part Jordan. So for the first part, I'm going to go the whole San Francisco 49ers team.
How good were they?
Sniped. I was going to do that, but well done.
Just quietly touched up the Eagles, you know.
Fucking big time.
Yeah.
Sorry, friend of the show, Nathan Cleary.
Mate, possibly a Super Bowl preview right there.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I always say it, if Brock Purdy never got injured last year in the NFC Championship game, I'd feel like the 49ers would have gone on and won the Super Bowl last year.
Are you a 49ers fan?
Minnesota Vikings.
Ooh,
Skull Vikings.
You are wearing a skull shirt. No, well, I will backtrack on what I've said online. I've talked Brock Purdy down because I think he's just a game manager.
Yeah.
But four tutties against the Philly Eagles.
That's pretty good.
And
there's not a lot I can say. Yeah,
that's a stacked Philly defense as well.
Exactly.
And then overnight, they've also gone out, signed Shaq Leonard, who was released from the Colts.
Free agency.
Well, that's his team.
He was only good when he was Darius.
Oh, now he's shit. Listen to him. Oh, yeah. He's crap because he's left now. Yeah. And what's the second one, mate? What do you got?
Second one is also another 49er. Going to go Debo Samuel.
Oh, Debo.
I hate Debo.
I've
got to sign Debo jersey sitting on my desk at work.
Nah, he's shit to me because I keep putting him for a fucking touchdown and he never gets it, and the week after he comes good.
Mate, that's on you, not on Debo.
I know. What do you do?
Yeah, he came in clutch with four receptions for 116 yards and two tutties.
Unreal. So he's coming back to his best.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So
start off a bit quiet this year, but he's coming good.
Yeah, so he was called a, you know, they always used to say, oh, Debo's just a running back because he'd be taking your end arounds and your jet sweeps, etc., like that. Yeah. And he's showing that, he's
the real deal.
Up in the ranks.
He's a yak monster, isn't he?
100%.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Look out, Sheriff. He knows his shit, this bloke. Oh, hang on.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, let's get into you, Sheriff. What do you got, mate?
Mate, I had three, but I've been sniped on the Niners, so I've got two now. I'm going to go with Joe Mixon today for the Bengals. I picked him up late. I play in a guillotine league where you're chopped if you are the bottom scorer. And Joey Mixon come in today. I mean, they were not expected with a backup quarterback to beat the Jags.
No.
The Jags are Super Bowl contenders.
They're fucking 8-3 going into this.
Yeah, but I don't know. Trevor Lawrence injured today.
That doesn't look good. He was hobbled. No. He was hobbling up.
He was bent over backwards like a fucking dirty knot in the cross.
That was ugly. And being a Colts fan, I'm not unhappy about that because we're one win behind them. So, division.
Yeah, dirty knots on the cross?
The division's back up for grabs. Gardner Minshew. I'm not going to give him a Jordan, but what he did in that last quarter was unbelievable.
Yeah,
it was quite funny actually. Will Levis could have been drafted by the Colts and thought he was going to be drafted by the Colts. Will Levis ended up dropping out of the first round, and because he wasn't picked by the Colts, who picked fourth? The Colts picked Anthony Richardson. Richardson's on IR because he's hurt his shoulder.
Yep.
And he's had surgery and whatnot. So we've got our backup, Gardner Minshew, who's possibly the best backup in the league.
Minshew mania.
He's unbelievable.
Yes.
I love him. But Levis.
Oh, you want to buff him? Get him up here.
Levis, with 36 seconds left, had the Titans in field goal range, took a -7 yard sack, and then threw it behind the line of scrimmage to the running back for another 7 yard loss. Put them out of field goal range, and it went into overtime. They didn't want to put it back in Levis's hands, so they rushed the ball three times, four times with Tyjae Spears, got it back into field goal range, took the field goal, and then Minshew mania.
Yeah, mate, just took over.
Pushed up upfield and put Michael Pittman over for a tutty, so up the Colts. But that wasn't my other one. It's a follow-on from last week.
Mm.
Mike Evans. Oh. I mentioned that he was looking at his 10th consecutive 1,000-yard season.
Yes.
160-something yards this week. He's already got his 1,000 yards. Yep. So 10 in a row, that's the record. The most 1,000-yard seasons, it's only the GOAT standing in his way, Jerry Rice.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, we're going to say Brady.
With 14, but they weren't consecutive, right?
Uh-huh.
Rice did 10 as well. But 14 overall. So Mike Evans, his first 10 seasons, 10,000-yard seasons, Hall of Famer. Coming up.
Yep.
Yep. Unbelievable. How about you, Captain?
We've got to give a couple of shout-outs as we haven't been on for a few weeks. So you've got to look at the Australian cricket team for winning the 50-50. We mentioned that before, but outstanding effort. The T20, who gives a shit about that? They can have that in the end. But we're about to get into the summer of cricket over here, but I think we need to give a shout-out in a can opening to Min Woo Lee, the golfer. What an absolutely outstanding effort that he did. I mean, he fucked up on
Minji's
the weekend.
Minji's brother.
Yeah, and Minji. She comes second on the weekend in the Australian Open for the girls. Rock solid. She didn't look like she was going to do much, but her brother, he only stands about 4 foot two, but I'll tell you what, he's setting the crowds on fire. He's getting everyone following him around the course. He gave it a red hot fucking shake, but to win one before and to go for the daily double and only just miss out, look, this kid's got a bit of a rise. So watch him, Ming. Woo! Lee.
You're going to be standing in the crowd waiting for someone to chase him down and go, I believe that's Mr. Woo's jacket.
Jacket, yeah. Not Mr. Gilmore's. But imagine that, you know, like, I can't imagine him chasing anything down anyway. He'd be like a sitting duck. All right, let's get into the Derek Awards, Half and Goose of the Week. Crackers, have you found one for the week?
Yeah, I'm going with Oscar Pistorius.
Oh, he's about to get out.
Yeah.
He won't be running very far. They're probably taking his legs.
Rolling his way out. Well,
they'll be going through the metal detector, won't they? Yeah.
I wouldn't be going near a tall one, that's for sure.
But, like, even the whole thing, like, he was initially sentenced to 6 years in jail. And then it was doubled. I still don't think that that's enough for shooting your girlfriend through the door of a toilet.
Mm.
But, yeah, he's getting a fresh chance to win his freedom back after they think that there's a bit of a blunder.
What was the blunder? What, he missed it the first time?
It's probably paperwork. Yeah, they'll try anything to get him free. Yeah, that's just shitty.
Yeah, it's a pretty piss-poor form because, I mean, a bloke's been done for murder. Yeah. Denied the whole thing and then it's come out. He fucking did it.
How can you think it's a
robber? Yeah.
So the cop that arrested him fucked up the paperwork because they were Pistorius.
Oh, yeah. We'll be here all day.
Here all day.
Oh, shit.
Try the fish.
Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
Is that what Mr. Adelaide did?
Yeah.
Let's get a new Blake. What's your Derek, Half or Goose award for the week?
I'm going to have to go another NFL one here.
Love
and
it.
And going to go Alvin Kamara for breaking one of the
sideline officials.
Yeah, the sideline officials' leg straight on a straight 45-degree angle.
Did you see the hit on him? Yeah. Oh, it was brutal.
Poor bloke's just out here trying to earn a crust for his family and just gets hit by, Kamara. So
he's a big bopper too.
Yeah.
Imagine that coming at you. You'd be sitting there going, oh, fuck. Yeah. And then snap.
Bit of workers' comp coming someone's way.
He probably had the grill showing too.
He would have been wearing the necklaces too because they don't take that shit off.
Probably would have looked at him, did the old too small taunt and just walked away from him. Then comes out the yellow flag for taunting.
Taunting.
So, that's my Derek for the week.
Oh, that's another Derek in itself, taunting. Like, fuck NFL. Like, harden up. You guys are monsters. You're wearing pads and a helmet and you want to get someone off a point at someone and going, oh, suck, then I'll beat you. Like, come on, man.
Well, that's why DK Metcalf has gone out and actually learnt sign language now.
Yeah, so I saw that.
He started taunting in sign.
Yeah.
So he's just waiting for the NFL to pick up on that.
Because he was the worst one at it,
Him and Tyreek.
I know a bit of sign.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah, sit on that and rotate.
Oh, very good. All right, Sheriff. Last week we had Boost Juice for having no oranges with a fruit shop behind them.
Fuck you, Boost.
What do we got this week, mate?
Are you ready?
More importantly, are you feeling better?
Oh, I'm feeling great.
The immunity boost.
Feeling juicy.
Fuck, look out.
Sit down. The Chargers and Patriots game, mate. Yes, thank you, Mr. Producer. The Patriots now.
Pay a bloke fucking bananas, you get monkeys, mate.
Mate, the Pats are now the first team since 1938 to have less than 10 points scored against them 3 games in a row.
Go the Pats!
And lose all three.
We've got to set a record somehow. We've got to win something.
Unbelievable. So it was an absolute stink fest of a game. There is no excuse.
I told you Bill Belichick won't be there next year.
The Chargers can get fucked royally because I believe in them every year. I'm not a Chargers fan.
Stop tipping them. Mate, I have to.
I'm never going to tip them
Mr.
again.
Mr. Voiceover Man, he sucks.
Justin Herbert is just the
He's
next
crap.
Phillip Rivers. He's fucked.
What, so, same amount of kids or?
Love it.
See, mate, welcome to the show.
Fuck, you fit in well here.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just that's probably the worst game of the season, and there's been some absolute stinkers but, yeah. But it's week 13.
Yeah.
Like, if you haven't got your offense going now, it ain't going anywhere.
No.
And I cannot believe the Chargers, who should have been contenders this season, can put up 6 points, less than and a converted touchdown against the Pats.
And still win.
Who are going to finish dead fucking last.
Oh, right. Like, let's not go on the Pats who are. Right.
It's just
you break my heart.
Look, they're trying to finish dead last.
It's not when you go on your Bulldogs, mate. We know we suck.
Like, no, they're not tears, it's sweat.
Yeah, in fairness, true. That's right. Yeah. No, in fairness, they are trying to finish last. They want Caleb Williams, for sure. Yeah, they want their quarterback, but...
Because this quarterback we got now is fucked.
But unbelievable. Shit. Against a team that's trying to finish last, scoring 6 points. Like the Chargers, that's just absolutely woeful. And then just a bonus one for the champions out there, Myles Garrett, we all know he loves throwing a helmet around.
Oh, bashing people, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he, up against one of the offensive linemen, got his helmet caught in the lineman's helmet face guard.
Oh, this could end up ugly.
And his helmet came off and it was stuck to the other guy's face guard.
Yeah, right.
And the lineman's just standing there going, I didn't do anything, holding his hands up.
Unnecessary roughness.
With Myles Garrett, like of all people, to have Myles Garrett's helmet come off and be stuck to your face guard. It was very funny.
Yes. No, I do agree with that one because we remember a couple of years back when he decided to use that as a bashing weapon and copped a few weeks.
There you go.
Very nice. Love it.
What about you, Captain?
Look, we've got to give a couple out. The dickheads that decided to rob Jeff Fenwick's house in the morning, you guys are dead set fucking derricks. If there's one bloke I would not want to break into his house is fucking Jeff Fenwick.
Pretty cunning.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I missed this. What happened?
Friend of the show, Jeff Fenwick. Now, we've all been down there. We've recorded at his house. Mm. It is nice, beautiful cinema room and all that, and his bar and all that. These two derricks decided to break in through his laundry window and, fuck, we'll go steal the car keys because he's got a few nice Audis and he's got a nice car too. But fucked up, made too much noise, comes out, Jeff's woken up. The cops are already looking at them because they've broken into several other houses already and got these two suckers. And Jeff told the cops pretty much, you're fucking lucky you got them because if I had got them, look out.
Mm. Yeah.
Right. Oh, so they got caught. That's good.
Yeah. So they got caught. Good result. But who the fuck is breaking into Jeff Fenwick's house? And we all know he's down at Five Dock. We all know his house. Surely someone on the underground saying, mate, whatever you do, if you're going to fucking bump a car, stay away from this house.
Jeff. Give us a call. Free locks.
Let's talk about it.
National locksmiths.
I'll secure your world, that's for sure. All right, the next one that we've got to give as a massive derrick. Fuck. Ding-a-ling the king. He's come out again, Nick Kyrgios, and said, oh, you know, all these people fucking hate me. I can't talk to anyone. No, they all fucking hate me. Mate, look in the mirror, son. Man. The only person who can change that's yourself. And while on a tennis theme, Burn Atomic. Oh, you're not guaranteed a fucking wild card to the Australian Open.
Nobody feels sorry for these two.
It's because you're shit. You don't win.
But no one's going to side with either of them.
But can I put this to any of you on the panel here? If you were offered a ticket to go and watch the Australian Open, are you sitting there going, I'm going to choose Bernard Tomic's
game? No.
Fuck no.
No,
like, who the fuck wants to watch that?
No, give me
I'd probably rather watch a no-name. Yeah, exactly.
Give me the women's tennis.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you want to go there. Yeah, Jesus. Short skirts, yeah.
Hey, I would be going to the women's too.
Oh, look out. There's a fence jumper. All right, now thanks to Vintage Lane Clothing. Let's get on our special guest for today. He's in here for a reason because I tell you what, he has hooked us up with some good stuff over the last couple of weeks, some classic tees from the NFL world. And I'll tell you what, champions, he's going to tell where you can find him, all that sort of stuff. But let's get him on for a bit of a chat. Blake, welcome to the Armchair Champions once again. Mate, Vintage Lane Clothing. What a bloody awesome idea. Yeah. And it's absolutely setting the world on fire. Like, there's a lot of people talking about it.
Trying to.
Yeah, but it's getting some good results. How'd you come up with this concept?
So when was it? It was probably, what are we looking at? When was the first wave of COVID? 2020.
Yeah.
So I don't know, just sort of like always wore like vintage clothes and stuff like that. And then sort of started accumulating a lot of clothes and like a few friends and that, they got into my ear and they said, well, there's a market for this. Like your closest vintage stores, like us being in Western Sydney, your closest vintage stores are say like Newtown and like the city and stuff like that. So you got to travel a distance to get there. So they said to me, they're like, well, you got all these clothes. It wouldn't be difficult to find a supplier. I got in my ear and said, well, why don't you start a business? So when was it? It was Anzac Day. I actually got home from playing two up all day up at the Lapo. not going to talk about that, about all the losses.
All the best ideas start at the pub.
You know, exactly they've banned it up there now.
Were you conscious enough to think clearly?
Well, I was conscious enough to come home, start an Instagram page, and went from there.
Okay.
Well, you've done it right.
Maybe I'm doing the wrong thing.
This very podcast that you're on right at the moment started at the pub.
Yeah.
It did.
It's where all good things happen.
Exactly.
Damn straight.
All good things
happen. Hence why this looks like a bar table at a pub.
Yeah, and I can't reach it.
So, yeah, came home from the pub, sat there, was just literally laying on my beanbag at home, and I thought, fuck it, start the Instagram page. Started the Instagram, just went through, started following people, sort of started gaining traction, like had in the bio Western Sydney and stuff like that, started running like your Instagram ads and stuff like that. Had like organic marketing, so like people sharing it and stuff like that. Yep. So I was doing your paid ads plus also like your organic marketing.
How'd you find the paid ads? Did it go all right? You get any results out of it?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I've had, so I've been going for what, 3 years now. So I've shipped items to every state and territory in Australia.
Wow.
Shipped to New Zealand, done a couple orders off to the States. So I don't know. I just think that's a little like ironic that the clothes are here in Oz and I'm shipping them back to the States.
Back to it. Yeah.
So yeah.
That just shows that something's doing right.
Exactly right. So yeah, but like, organic marketing, that's the number one thing that you're going to find. Like if you get one person to share it, you might target three people that have never heard of it, and then those three people get talking about it, and then it's sort of like a pyramid. So you get it initially at the start, and then it just funnels down. And right.
So your background, what sports are you into? Obviously NFL, but what other sports do you like? You like your NBA, like All-American sports?
All-American sports. I'd probably say the only sport I don't watch is soccer. It's too girly in my opinion, and you know, a couple divas and that on the field. So I need a bit of tackling and a bit of impact.
I'm with you there.
So
boring is bad shit.
Yeah, 100%. So
I won't say anything.
Nah, bit of a soccer background.
I like soccer. It is boring sometimes. And the ones that whinge are the ones that aren't scoring the goals,
exactly
right?
Yeah.
And they're normally French players. I noticed that too.
Yeah.
Like French.
Got around the Matildas when they were playing like any patriotic person would. But, yeah, like if someone said to me, you want to sit here and watch the soccer, I'd just say I'd rather watch the back of my eyelids and go to sleep.
Rearrange my sock drawer. Yeah, wash my hair.
So talk us through stocking up. Like you decide to go ahead with this. You've already got, I guess, a little bit of, you know, a collection and probably some suppliers or whatnot. Yeah. How do you go about ramping it up?
So initially I had a supplier and they were actually based out of Castle Hill. So being in Penrith, that sort of worked out perfect.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to travel too far. So the way they operated was they had a team in America. Mm-hmm. They'd go around to your thrift stores, do your thrifting, source the clothes, etc. like that.
Yep.
And then they'd ship it back to Oz. And then because they were close to home, I was actually able to physically go there, look at the items, hand pick everything.
Nice. Yeah.
Whereas like you get some people that would use a supplier like that and they're doing like video calls and then they're getting the tea and it's got like a rip or something like that or a stain in it. So I sort of, that's how I sort of had a leg up on the competition.
You probably saved on postage too, right?
Exactly right, yeah.
So just for the people listening, this is proper vintage. This is worn secondhand goods that you import and get supplies of.
And when we say vintage it's from the 90s, it's from the late 80s. Yeah. This isn't just stuff that was 4 years ago or two years ago. This is good stuff.
We're not talking brand new retro looking stuff.
No,
we're
this is a real deal.
This is all real deal. So it sort of blows my mind that like sometimes, so like I'm still a spring chicken, so I was born in 1996. So
Jesus.
It blows my mind.
I fucking left school in 95. Crackers wasn't too far off.
No, I was 98.
But yeah, like it just blows my mind that say like if I'm selling a t-shirt, it's from like 1991, like I'm selling a t-shirt and pretty much like in my opinion, I view it as a piece of history and I'm selling that to someone that was like produced and made before my time. So like you sort of touched on the retro stuff there. So you've got like, say, like your Culture Kings, your Cotton On, et cetera, like that. Yeah. And they'll say, all right, we got this shirt. You can get it in sizes small to 4XL.
Yep.
And we're going to flog this tee for $40. Yep. And to a consumer that's not really educated on it, they see the word vintage and they go, well, this company is selling this t-shirt in multiple sizes for $40, whereas you're selling this shirt in one size for $50. So obviously a consumer who's uneducated, they're going to go, oh, I'm going to take the latter. I'm going to buy the $40 shirt.
But yours is the shirt.
The shirt.
Yeah. You've got a Minnesota Vikings retro shirt that is in size large.
Yeah, exactly right. So, like, you're not going to walk down High Street and see, like, 10 other numpties wearing the same shirt as you. Like, you'd be lucky to see someone else wearing the same shirt as you. So it's not – I wouldn't say it's one of one because it's not like it's the only one that's produced, but you're not going to see everyone wearing the same shirt.
You can't go get it anywhere else.
Exactly right.
Yeah. You're the place to buy it.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, all right. I'm going to ask what everyone's wondering. You import these things. They've been worn by, you know, Fat Joe in Minnesota.
Yeah.
am I putting this thing on and it gets a bit warm outside and I smell some 1996 BO come out of this thing? Or
some like, aftershave?
What do you do to prep the clothes? And, like, is there a sequence you go through here? Or
So the process is initially, so like I'll get the clothes, put them through a wash, then I'll dry them. And like I do, because they're old clothes and like they fray and stuff like that, obviously over time, I won't hang them up the normal way. Like I'll hang them up in a certain way and stuff like that. And then once that process is done, I just went down to Kmart, get a steam cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then go through, steam clean, get all the creases out, and then you gotta. So because it's vintage, right? So you could get a shirt that the tag says 3XL.
Yep.
But then because over time items shrink and like expand,
people get bigger.
Exactly
too.
Right. Yep. So you actually got to, each individual item has to be measured.
Yeah. Right.
So you have to measure from pit to pit.
Yep.
So, and then top to bottom. So that has to be done with every individual item.
So it's quite tailored.
Exactly right.
Okay. Oh, I see what you did there. Name Taylor. I wasn't going to get a punchline there.
Mate, I wasn't even going for that. Right. I appreciate what this gentleman does.
We all do. Yeah.
Okay.
So is there a particular team that stands out that sells the most? What has been the number one ticket on what team? Or
can I have a guess?
Sport. Yeah.
Patriots.
Yeah. Nah, the Bulls. Vintage Bulls stuff?
When The Last Dance came out, anything, like everything goes up and down in popularity. Peaks and drops.
But like you said, Cotton On and that's just punching that stuff at the moment.
Yeah, so like they'll just mass produce it and then like you sort of like me being the little fish in a big pond, I'm up against those big competitors. So you got to try and find that way to sort of stand out. Mm-hmm. But to answer your question, probably the like number one selling team would probably be the Miami Dolphins.
Really? Like
everyone likes that nice like sort of
aqua
teal colour.
Yeah.
Sort of teal colour.
Yep. Okay.
That's true.
So it's not always like fans that follow the team. Yeah. It's just someone that likes that
exactly right
vintage look and the colour. Okay.
Like me personally, I'm like Minnesota Vikings fan, Boston Celtics fan, Chicago Blackhawks, Oakland Athletics. Like I'll support them till the cows come home. But I will go out wear other teams. Like if I like the colours and stuff like that, you just won't ever catch me wearing a Packers t-shirt.
Shout out the Vipers,
divisional rivals. Exactly you can't do
right.
That.
Exactly right. So.
Jeez, Ed.
I'm a Red Sox fan.
Yep.
A Colts fan.
Yep.
Orlando Magic fan, but only for the Penny Hardaway days.
Yeah.
Oh, he was good.
Like a very close period. Yeah. But
I'm a Chris Webber fan, so I love that little trade there that happened. In that.
Yeah.
So what about say the Colts, for example, they're not a large franchise. They're not a sexy team. They're a small city franchise. Do you get much stuff that's like small city and very, I guess, bespoke?
Yeah, so like we get a range of everything in. So we get your college teams, like your hockey teams, like we get literally everything. So, like flogged a bit of college gear, like, done everything. But, like I was saying before, like everything comes in waves. So the last collection that I actually did was a strictly NFL one because the NFL season had just started.
Yep.
So everyone's in that market getting ready to buy their supporter gear. Yeah, so even come like, say – at your NFL playoffs or your NBA playoffs, everyone's jumping on bandwagons, mm-hmm. etc. Like that.
True.
Everyone's like, you might be, say, for example, like yourself, you might be a Colts fan throughout the year, but then, like, being a big Taylor Swift fan, you might jump to the Colts Ah, sorry. Jump to the Chiefs. Jump to the Chiefs.
Please don't put me. I'm no Swifty. No.
Yeah. So yeah.
Well, I don't know. You follow netball.
Yeah. Hey, I was gonna say, yeah.
That's not a
New South Wales Swifty.
That's not a knock. I saw a great meme today.
Yeah.
And I showed it off at the pub. It was Taylor Swift, and it had a picture of a white girl,
yeah,
like a stereotypical white girl. Taylor Swift makes music for people who pronounce the L's in tortilla.
Fuck.
And I showed it to one of the girls at the pub who likes Taylor Swift,
yeah,
and said, say this word. And she went, tortilla?
Yeah. Exactly. Mic drop, walk out.
Yeah, how good. See ya.
I have a question. So if this business is at the moment importing,
yep,
old stuff, is it something where you would buy some stuff now and store it for 10 or 15 years' time and, yeah, then you can sell it, yeah, yourself?
Yeah.
Did you have anything, yeah, in the closet for like that?
I actually do. So I was in Minnesota last year when we played against famously the Colts, and we were losing, I think it was, to my memory.
Oh, 30, the game.
We were 33-0 at halftime. I'm sitting there 12 rows back from the field, you know. Oh, Nick Foles just there, Matt Ryan, yeah, just right there in front of me, kicking and screaming. I'm like, fuck, paid all this money, came here. Yeah. And obviously, as everyone in the room knows, we came back. And then that was when we actually became the NFC North champs. So went to the shop the next day, bought the hoodie. So, yeah, I've got that NFC North champs hoodie there, sit on that for 20 years. And then,
yeah, what about a Panthers, yeah, three-peat shirt? Like,
oh, I hate the Panthers.
It's boring. Not for you. It's for like us to buy vintage.
That's,
you know,
not 20s. Vintage.
Well, there's another question.
No, 20 years it will be.
Well, yeah, well, the funny thing about that, Blake, is pretty much when that game happened,
yeah,
Sheriff was supposed to be on the podcast next week.
Yeah.
Couldn't be found.
Yeah.
He was in his fucking
MIA.
Bedroom.
Yeah.
He was MIA. He made some excuse that he was on a booty call somewhere. We didn't believe it.
Booty call.
He was fucking tissued up in his room.
Yeah, I was going to say, either way, those boxes of Kleenex.
Yeah. But that's an interesting topic you've just brought up, Crackers, is, okay, so NRL, the Australian sports,
yeah,
there's a lot of old stuff getting around, NBL, all that, yeah, sort of stuff. Is that something you're going to dip into?
Well, actually, funnily enough, I actually have flogged a bit of like vintage NRL gear probably,
yeah, right,
within, when was the grand final? October.
Yeah.
So I actually got my hands on, so it was from the 2000 grand final. So that was the Roosters and the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I actually got my hands on the grand final tees from those two grand finals. So
yeah, right.
I saw like that it was fitting because obviously Broncos, mm-hmm, playing in the grand final,
yep,
I actually put that Broncos tee up for auction, auctioned it off, and then that way that was sold before. So I'm actually still sitting on that Roosters 2000 grand final tee, just waiting,
nice,
for the season to ramp up again, get the supporters back in, and then, yeah,
good. I like it.
So,
Is it just shirts, or are you going to go into like shoes and things like that?
Shoes,
personally.
Well, lots of people buy shoes and just keep them in a box.
Yeah, but
right?
Nobody wears like Panthers shoes.
I'm not saying Panthers shoes. Like, you know, you brought back the, you know.
Well, maybe shorts. Like, what about shorts?
Like maybe 1995, I had a pair of Reebok pumps.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I see where you're coming from.
Like the old Jordans and stuff like that. But I don't know. Like me personally, it's. With shoes, I don't know enough about shoes,
mm-hmm,
and I only really want to sell a product that I'm, mm-hmm, educated on, and
true,
a product that I would actually wear myself.
It's like a very specific passion, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. So, like me personally, you'd never like sort of like I'm not a big shoe head.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll just wear like my Birkenstocks and that's,
mm-hmm,
it. You know, like,
mm-hmm,
I'm not a big shoe head.
Yeah.
So like I only really want to sell a product to a consumer that I'm passionate about and something that me personally I'd wear. Like I'm not going to flog a product onto a customer that I,
and then it backfires.
That I personally wouldn't wear myself. And something like shoes, they're very easy to counterfeit and stuff like that. So
So I've got stick really t-shirts, or you got hoodies?
So you got t-shirts, and then come winter time, got like your crew necks, your hoodies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once a year, I do the like the puffer starter jackets, mm-hmm, and stuff like, mm-hmm, that. Do those.
What about shorts?
There isn't a real big market for vintage shorts. Like
I reckon my AFL ones will be.
Yeah.
Tight as. Every time I go out and mow the lawn in them, fuck, you should hear the beeps of the cars going past.
Oh, stop it.
I think they're telling me to go inside. It'll probably be.
vintage shorts, though.
I'm like bad grandpa with my fucking balls hanging out.
That's a bit different to like steaming out a bit of BO.
Yeah.
You don't really want to be steaming the fuck out of some shorts to.
Well, if you're female, you might.
No, but I was thinking more of, you know, people who might like to collect, you know, a set or something. You know, it's not a lot of the people who are buying it aren't wearing it. Maybe they're just putting it in a frame and putting it on the wall like we have with our jerseys. You know, there's probably a whole different market out there, not just for people who want to wear it to the pub on the Friday night.
Oh, like I see what you're saying. So like me personally, like I am a collector of vintage items. So the hat I'm currently wearing now.
When you walked in.
So it's called a Logo Athletic Splash hat. So I'm actually, like, I collect these hats and I just sit on them. So I'm actually in the process of trying to complete the whole NFL collection or, like, all the hats. And I'm only
I saw something you put online recently with the hat saying 10K.
Yeah.
That's a fucking big collection.
Yeah, so, yeah, that one on eBay, So, like, there is a market for hats and stuff like that. So, yeah, as you were
especially
saying.
Especially for a sheriff because you've got no hair.
Whatever.
Well, you can't get fucking sun care.
What do you do with hats? What do you do with hats? Because, I've got, like, a hat – it's like a little cage that you wrap the hat in or close the hat in, even if it's got a rounded peak.
The little plastic one.
The plastic cage. Oh, yeah. And then I stick it in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
What do you do with your hats? Do you steam them as well? Like, is that
What sort of wash do you put on the dishwasher?
The quick wash in the dishwasher.
In a plastic container.
No. It's like a plastic cage shaped like a hat. You lock the hat in the cage.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay. Keeps its shape. Yeah. And then you put it in the dishwasher with the detergent and it washes it like clothes.
Yeah, I've never.
Yeah, no. Nah,
did you see that on a TikTok or something?
No, the Texan taught me that.
Oh, she's good for something.
Anyway, that's a private joke. You'll get used to it.
Sorry.
I had a Texan X that I imported for a while.
Yeah, nice.
And then sent back.
Sent her home.
Yeah.
Returned to sender.
Mail order.
Yeah, she was no good. Catfished.
It was not one size fits all.
I've got a ton of old hats too. I've got a stack of them from back in the day.
Are you putting them in the dishwasher tonight?
Nah, fuck no. I don't know where she'll go.
Hey, make sure that dishwasher's empty when you get home.
But, you don't wash the dishes at the same time. You don't,
I know.
You don't want your sausage and gravy on your hat.
Like it's not white. But the hats in particular, racing hats from the old V8 days, things like that. Is that somewhere people come along and said, look, what's this worth? Do you get a lot of hit ups, in other words, saying, what's this worth? What can I get for this?
Let me interpret for you. He's asking you, what can you flog his old stuff for?
Well, he's got to see him first. But, but do you get much of an opportunity where people hit you up and would you like that?
Yeah. To be honest, not really, because like with us living in Australia, there isn't like a big sort of market in Australia in my dealings, because I'm selling like your American sports. So in my dealings, there isn't a big market for it. Like you've got your people that collect your jerseys, et cetera, that. But in my dealings, I haven't really had many people hit me up saying like, oh, how much is this worth? And even if they do hit me up, it's something that's American or something like that.
Yeah. So just on that, you're talking about importing stuff here.
Yep.
Do you have a big overseas market? Are you shipping stuff back overseas or are your buyers mostly Australian buyers?
So most of my buyers are, they're Australian based.
Right.
So I think I've shipped off maybe four or five orders back to the States.
Really?
Shit. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So
is that because there's a big market over there and it's readily available to them, or like are you plucking stuff out of obscurity that would interest American buyers?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's mainly like Americans are weird. They're very say if they go to Florida, and the Gators is their university, they'll only wear Gators stuff.
Right.
So, you've got people that are that passionate about their team that they're willing to pay to ship something back to them internationally just because they're that
patriotic. Well, a lot of people love the fucking college and university basketball over the NBA.
Yeah.
And the crowds are huge.
Yeah,
and
they
same with the NFL. Oh, it's massive.
Even the crowds they get at their college games, like you see, like I can't remember the team, but when they run out, they run out to enter Sandman.
Oh, I love it.
It's not Louisiana.
Is it Penn State?
No, it's not Penn State. I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah, and it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, the whole
stadium's rocking. Uh-huh. They've got fireworks going off. They've got fighter jets flying over, and all this is just for your stock standard college game.
Imagine that.
Yeah, like America, they're very, very over the top with everything. It's always 100%. Like, have to be the best and do the best at everything.
We only get a fighter jet.
It's Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech. We only get a fighter jet flying over when it's fucking Bathurst.
Yeah.
Like, they don't do it anywhere else. If it's a grand final in the NRL or fucking AFL, AFL we get a Qantas plane. Yeah. Like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah. No, I've
light it up.
I've been to a 49ers game and a San Fran Giants game and just the best nights of my life. Like, you know, we turned up early just because we didn't know where the hell we were going. And I didn't know anything about the tailgating. And I was just like, you know, just drooling. I was just like, well, what the hell? What's happening here? And I'd go up and talk to people and their utes were like, you know, bigger than me. And one guy's like, yo, if you shut up. One guy said, if you pay him $10, he'll feed you all day. And, you know, just even when the guy with the hot dogs, you know, comes down the steps and you pass your $10 and they pass it on. Like, in Sydney, the guy three doors down is just going to pocket that. Or take a bite of your hot dog. Exactly like, there's
just... Get it back and just a couple crumbs.
Yeah, you know. Like, you know
they buy popcorn and be half full.
The whole atmosphere is just so different. And the... And what's the word? Like patriotism? Is that the word? You know, like how they get into the national anthem and the flags and the, you know, even the halftime patriotism.
Patriotism.
What they said. you know, like it's just so awesome to be a part of, you know. Their national anthem has no background for me, but you still get goosebumps. And
exactly right.
Yeah, it's just so awesome. And we really, really lack any kind of...
I got a big education on this, having been with an American.
Yeah.
Like Texas, for example, is a very big place.
Yes.
It's not as big as Australia geographically.
Yeah.
But it's a big place.
Yeah.
And they have, if you follow football, they've got the Houston Texans down the bottom in the south, and they've got Dallas up the north.
Mm-hmm.
And you can live in any number of places almost as big as Australia and be not within 5 hours of a football game.
Oh, yeah.
And so high school football becomes the, you know, the number Friday one. Night thing to do.
Yeah.
And college football becomes the Saturday thing to do, depending on which town you live in and what team they have. And they have stadiums better than the Penrith Panthers stadium for their high school teams. It's
most
crazy.
People do, but anyway.
So that's not hard to beat.
But what you're talking
like
about...
Like it.
But what you're talking about is the reason. Like it gives people something to be patriotic about.
Yeah, passionate about.
Passionate about, exactly. And something to do.
Yeah. And it, but it also builds community and community spirit.
100%.
And,
exactly right.
You know, we as Australians have really, really lost that.
Well, at the moment we have, it's all become who gets the biggest dollar for what. But they're not producing on the paddock. Like we talk the NFL, we talk about halftime entertainment. Like you can't beat it.
No.
AFL do it so well too. Yeah. But then you get the NRL, we've got Tina Turner the musical.
Yeah, it's not like, even Tina Turner, it's just a fucking impersonator.
It's like, what the fuck? Like, then everyone's like, oh, I'm going to go watch it. You just fucking watched it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be much different. But over in America, they do it so well. Yeah. And this year they got Usher.
Yeah.
So at least everyone's got to find their seats pretty well.
Well, even...
But, you know.
Yeah, like even... Sorry to cut you off, but yeah, even the Cowboys game the other week, like they had Dolly Parton up there.
Yeah,
like,
awesome.
Like you wouldn't even... Like how old's Dolly? She's what?
She's 70-something. Yeah,
70 and she's still kicking along doing that.
Oh, she's the best.
Like it's,
Her tits are only 10. But
even that, like how excited are those performers when they get asked? Like exactly I've seen, you know, Lady Gaga's documentary and how excited she was to be asked to perform at the Super Bowl. So, you know, that's an achievement outside of football itself, you know, that people get invited to go there and perform there. And
I want to see Metallica. Get Metallica up there.
Are they still alive?
Fuck yeah. Get some mongrel in here. All right, so let's go to some other things.
Virginia Tech will have them locked down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dead set.
To see, man.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah, why not? All right, so we got Crocus here sporting the beautiful Celtics singlet Larry Bird from back in the 80s. Starter. What's something like this, like these days, are they still fetching good money, the tees from back? Like this one here, this is an old bastard. He's up. I'm getting fat.
No, I didn't say it was tight. I just said it's worn.
Yeah, well, it is. But this is a Chris Mullin singlet I'm wearing. NBA singlets from back in the day, are you fetching much for stuff like this?
Not really.
Well, how do you price it though? Like how do you decide what it's worth?
Look on eBay.
No, but do the suppliers help you with that?
Nah,
or do you just auction it like you said before with something?
Yeah, so when I get an item, so I get everything at wholesale price, and then obviously on that wholesale price, when I'm selling the item, I need to factor in a number of things. So say if I get 50 items, I divide the shipping costs by those items and then factor that into the thing. But then say, and also in the cost as well, I've got to factor in my time as well. So a lot of people a lot of people don't realise, like a small business, it's me doing it by myself.
Of course.
It's labour. It's all time.
Like electricity, insurance.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Like when we
time.
In my job, we go to post something and our postage is $20. They go, what the fuck's so expensive for? Well, I'm sorry, you didn't pick it up from me.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you personally have to drive to the post office?
Mm. Wait in line with all the Christmas people. Exactly
right. Did you pay for the you know, like fuel, the envelope, the everything that's in, the little bag? It does add up.
Yeah. People are just, like you said, uneducated. It's no different to when someone asks me to photograph a party. You know, they go, what's your hourly rate? Oh, don't worry, I'll use my iPhone. Okay, use your iPhone. Like, use your iPhone.
Do you have an hourly rate?
I do.
What is it?
I'm not telling you.
Not you, that's for sure.
Hire me for a function, I'll tell you.
All right, now thanks to National Locksmiths who are securing your world. It's time to lay your frizzies on the line. We'll get a quick one in before we wrap it up for tonight. And I'll tell you what, once again, big thanks to Blake from Vintage Lane Clothing for coming on. It's been a sensational chat, mate. So you're welcome anytime. That's our policy here. Once you're on, you're a friend for life. So anytime you want to do it, and by the sounds of it, fucking shoot your shit on the NFL, you're welcome anytime. But let's get into that. Sheriff, have you got a frizzy you want to lay on the line?
I've got a same game multi that I'm going to lay out for you.
Yeah.
Cowboys and Eagles is going to be the game of the week. The Eagles will be looking for a bounce back. Oh, the Cowboys are looking to roll on and try and clinch that division, which I don't think they will, to be honest. Jalen Hurts will score off another tush push. No, he will. CeeDee Lamb.
You're right there, yeah.
CeeDee Lamb for any time touchdown scorer. Dallas Goedert if he is back. So watch this space. If Dallas Goddard's back, he fucked me this week. But if
really?
He's, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, look, I'm still a bit sore. But if he's back, he's going to score as well. Like Hurts loves going to him.
It hurts that too, doesn't it?
If he's not back, it was a Devonta Smith week this week, so it's AJ Brown next week.
Right.
Oh, there's so many avenues I could take with those.
Just settle down over there.
Those frizzies.
Oh, you don't have
hot
any,
in here.
You don't have any frizzies.
No, I don't.
Jesus.
What about you, Blake? What do you got?
I'm going to be very, very biased here. So I'm going to
go. We'll fit right in.
Yeah, that's allowed.
That's normal here.
We're all for bias.
So I'm going to go the Vikings to beat the Raiders. We've got Justin Jefferson coming back.
Oh, he's back.
So, yeah, finally been
activated.
Saw
last week he was off the IR.
Yeah, so he's activated off IR. So shame is we've got no one to throw to him. But so you got old Josh Dobbs, the pastronaut.
Dobby, just give him some socks. He'll be right.
Why don't you ask Dolly?
Oh, jeez.
She might have a good arm on her.
She's got a couple of good points, yeah. But that's the thing with Dobbs. Like, what's going on there?
Yeah, so hot and cold.
He's doing some good things and then last week, was bad.
He's a backup quarterback with some talent. Like,
he's been passed around every team just about.
He's a journeyman. He's going to have weeks and he's going to be shit lots of the time.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
A journeyman.
Yeah. I was sort of low-key hoping that we were tanking for Caleb Williams. You know, like,
nah, you won't beat us, mate.
I know.
Major's going to get that.
As much as I love Kirk Cousins, I just feel like his time's done.
Drake May is still out there.
100%. Yeah. I said that last season. Cousins is gone. And then he brought this quarterback series out. Mm. And it was pretty obvious his misses are a hot Catholic girl.
Yeah.
He's straight as a needle. But he ain't that good.
Yeah. I just feel the way the NFL is now, it's more of a pass and a run league. Whereas if you just have a quarterback that's standing there in the pocket throwing the ball,
you're gonna get smashed.
It just doesn't work anymore. And you need that quarterback that has the pocket presence and knows when to put his head down and run. And Kirk Cousins, every time he runs, he just looks like he's stuck on a treadmill.
If you don't,
not going anywhere.
If you don't have that quarterback that can pull it down, you need a strong run game. And you don't.
No.
Yeah, Alexander Mattinson, like, spare me.
Yeah, I drafted him in fantasy. One of the biggest mistakes I've ever
terrible.
Done.
He's terrible. He was always
yeah.
terrible.
Yeah. I like he was good as a backup, but then you look at Dalvin Cook, he's going to the New York Jets and he's not even getting a look in. He's like a third string running back there.
He's
behind Breece Lightning, and they've got other running backs ahead of him.
He's too old.
Yeah.
Like they passed their use by dates at 27.
Exactly right, yeah.
And Breece got stuffed. I think it was 13 carries for 16 yards.
Yep.
Like even Breece is, you know, has his weeks where he's fucked. Yeah,
exactly right.
So then you get someone like Alexander Mattinson, who's a backup quarterback at best. Backup running back at best, being put into that, you know, lead back situation. It's no wonder he, you know.
Yeah, exactly struggles. Right. And like, we don't have the strongest O-line either. So, you know, like, we need to go out, I don't know what our plans are in the draft, whether trade up, try and get a quarterback like that North Carolina one depending on what we do. But we definitely need to fix our O-line. And then we don't even have any cornerbacks either. So we've got no defense.
Penix is still out there and he's not being talked about in the top couple of quarterbacks. Yeah. And Penix is in the Heisman. He's nominated as one of the four.
In that conversation, I don't know. The NFL's a very interesting place. Like, you got Aaron Rodgers, who blew up his Achilles after four snaps, and he's already out here slinging the ball. So I don't know if the Jets run the risk of playing in this year. Cause
have they still got a chance?
Nah. There's no chance. Like, that division's lost. Like, Miami is sitting atop of the AFC, the whole AFC right now.
They're in it for a wild card potentially, but not at the moment, so...
Yeah.
They got the defense to do it.
Yeah, exactly right.
They can turn the ball over, but once they get it back into the offense hands, there's nothing they can do.
Yeah, because I've seen a thing today, actually. Zach Wilson came out and said that he doesn't want to play starting quarterback, like just throwing his toys out of the cot like a child.
It's all well and good to say that.
We don't want you either.
It's all well and good to say that when you've been shunted to third string quarterback,
Because who are they running now? Joe Flacco.
Flacco come out.
So he'd be fourth then.
Yeah. Oh, no, Joe Flacco's with the Browns, sorry.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, they're running no-name guy. Yeah.
Dorian Thompson.
We'll call him Franklin.
Never heard of him. Yeah. So.
The fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. The NFL's a weird place, but, as we mentioned before, Trevor Lawrence went down today, so hopefully that's not nothing serious, because you've just seen a lot of ruptured Achilles this year. And it's just
a big thing.
It's that AstroTurf they're playing on. They just
those fucking grass monsters exactly keep getting right. them.
The old sniper up in the stands.
Yeah, big time. All right, well, before we wrap it up, give yourself a plug. Where can people find you on Instagram? Where can they find you on Facebook? Have you got a website?
Yep.
Hit us up. Where's the magic at?
So the Instagram is Vintage Lane Clothing, all one word, underscore at the end, and the website is vintagelaneclothing.com.au. So, yeah. That's where you can find us.
Get on, have a listen, and have a look, because I'll tell you what, he's got some good shit. I've bought several items from him already, and I love it.
You're the one putting food on the table for the last week.
Followed. I'm on.
Excellent. All right, well, let's wrap it up for this week.
Speaking of following, you know where to follow us, champions.
I was about to lead into that, so tell us the hookup.
I got you, baby.
Where we find us, Sheriff?
We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on everywhere that good and bad podcasts are found. Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Please like, subscribe.
Where's it?
Share, tell your friends, tell your mum, and as always,
keep your balls between the lines.
Thank you, champions.
Bye.